Yeah, good holiday.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Oh, that's good.
I was in Detroit.
Okay.
It was fun.
You went to see your family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just got back yesterday?
Today, this morning.
Okay.
Flew back this morning, early flight.
Okay, so that 3 p.m. practice was perfect for you?
Yeah, it was great. Okay. It was great. It worked perfectly. I came right here from the airport.
Oh, okay. So that's good.
Yeah, it was all good.
So I want to talk about, right before the break, the team has lost hasn't won in the last 4 games. Like, what do you think as you guys could have done better in those 4 games to change things around?
I don't know. There were a few weird games there. We were in a couple games, early on there against Rockford. Should have won. We had that 2-goal lead. Utica, again, the last game, we had a 2-goal lead. We've been shooting ourselves in the foot with penalties, and I think it's everybody from top to bottom, where I think we're taking too many minor penalties and making our PK and our goalie work extra hard in certain moments of the game where later on they get tired. So I think we've been shooting ourselves in the foot, and find a way to make that stop. I think we're playing some good, hockey. We're all over the puck. We have tons of scoring chances every game, and hopefully the second half things will start clicking and falling and going in for us.
And speaking about the penalties, Laval has taken the most, has given up to, you guys have been shorthanded the most in the league. Like, what do you think explains all the penalties that you guys are taking?
Yeah, I don't know. That's nuts. It's crazy. I don't know how to explain it. It's, we're working hard. I don't think anybody's trying to be selfish and, take those slashing and hooking penalties. It's more like, I think we're trying to work too hard maybe at some times, and we're too antsy to get the play over and done with when there may have one layer to go through still where we don't have to hook the guy. Like, he's not going to score in certain situations and things like that. And we got some guys called up. We got some young guys, and experience always helps. And we don't have a ton right now, but that being said, like our coach told us this morning, it doesn't matter who's in the lineup. We have a good team on our hands here in Laval, and we need to continue to push.
And a big loss was Alex Brazil, whose season's pretty much done. Does that put more pressure on the other veterans like yourself?
I think at the end of the day, everybody's working as hard as they can to get to the NHL, and I don't think having one guy go down necessarily puts pressure on everybody else. We already had pressure on our shoulders that we need to execute our game plan and play to the best of our abilities. So it's definitely a huge loss. He was a huge part of our team and will be going forward. And, we miss him out there, but there's still the same expectations whether he was in or out of the lineup for everybody in that room.
One of the recent call-ups was Yannick Veer. You've already played with him in St. John's and the first year in Laval.
Yeah.
What does he bring to the team?
He plays hard. He comes and works every day. He started off hot with us in Utica. He scored a goal there, and he works hard. He goes in the net. He finishes his checks. He plays the right way, and he adds that depth to our lineup that we need with guys like Belzile being out and Weiss, who hopefully we have back soon. But he's a good player. I like him. He's a good teammate, and guys are gonna like him here.
And can you give me your thoughts on how do you find Caden Primo? How his season has been so far?
Oh, I mean, he's a good guy. You can definitely tell he's young around the locker room. He's funny. He doesn't say much. He's quiet, man. He doesn't say much, but great goalie. He's had a great start to his professional career, and he's that easy. You play more at ease when you know he's in the net behind you. So he gives you that feeling of confidence where it's gonna be tough to beat him. And he's had a good start, and he needs to continue to do that and keep developing his game, and things will be bright future for him.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to see you again.
Thanks, Amir.